I'll try to keep things a tiny bit shorter today so that there's a little extra time for Victor to speak at the end of Mass. A couple of questions for you. How many of you, when you decided to follow our Lord Jesus Christ with all your hearts, when you made that decision in your lives, thought that things were going to become easier for you? How many of you really genuinely believe that your burdens are lightened by our Lord Jesus Christ? I remember when I was growing up, I thought the exact opposite, right? It seemed like if you're going to follow Christ, like it just things get heavier. You know, there are certain things you can't say. There's movies you can't watch. I go to my friend's house and they own things or they did things that seemed so much fun. I wasn't allowed to do them because I was a Christian. I was that kid at birthday parties, right, when they put a movie on, I'd have to call home and ask my dad, "Dad, you know, this is the movie, am I allowed to watch it?" You know, half the time I was sitting in the room with, you know, whoever's younger sister playing Barbies while my friends watched movies. Because, Jeremy, we are Catholic, you're a Christian, you know, you can't. And a quick aside, I'm so glad my parents did that. But in the moment, I thought, this is what it means to follow Christ. Like, who wants this? My brothers and sisters, how does our Lord lighten our burdens? He says, when you take my yoke upon you. What is his yoke? It is the gospel message. When you embrace my teachings in their fullness, when you with all your hearts open yourself to the fullness of the church's teaching, I will give you a peace and a joy that this world cannot offer you. There is a refreshment that I long to give that cannot be found apart from me. And the more we follow him faithfully, the deeper we enter into that joy and that peace. But apart from that, you know, and so if you've had this experience yourself, you're a Catholic and you're living a worldly life, and you decide, okay, I'm going to live my faith more fully, you realize those things that I thought were giving me so much pleasure, I never want to return to because there is a deeper joy here. How does this work in our Catholic lives? Let me give you a few examples. Saint Faustina, when they discovered her diary, she one time wrote this: "Each morning, I prepare myself for the whole day's struggles. Holy Communion assures me that I will win the victory. And so it is. The bread of the strong gives me all the strength I need to carry on my mission and the courage to do whatever the Lord asks of me." So every single day when she would receive our Lord at morning Mass, she knew that she had all the grace that she needed to face everything God would send her way in her life. So she could face the day with total confidence. There's nothing I'm going to encounter that's going to be too much for me. Our Lord is with me. I remember reading a book on a man who'll probably be ordained a saint, canonized a saint one day. Father Walter Chizek. If you've never heard of him, you've never read about him, in his book, He Leadeth Me, is one of the finest spiritual works I've ever read. During World War II, he was thrown into a labor camp in Russia. So something similar to the concentration camps in Germany. When he got there, he survived, and he wrote down afterwards his experience. Then he said that when he would be sent to dig a ditch, or to wheelbarrow coal, or do some similar task, he would do it with all his heart. Because our Lord had taught, whatever you do, do all things for my glory. So he would try to move that wheelbarrow as best as he possibly could. He would put his full effort into digging a ditch. And it transformed the whole experience. It wasn't a great suffering to him to be in a concentration camp. He could offer that for the glory of God. I remember St. Maximian Kolbe in Auschwitz. Those who survived said of him, "You almost never saw him without a smile in a concentration camp." And he would say things to his companions like, after they had been persecuted or beaten by the SS guard, he would say, "My brothers, let us offer this suffering for their conversion." And all of a sudden, the guys weren't complaining. And the bitterness and the anger went away because their suffering suddenly had value. The burden of it had been lifted, had been lightened by Christ. I was with a lady now 5 years ago. I was at her deathbed about 2 hours before she died. And she was dying of stomach cancer. And so the death was a bitter one. tremendous suffering. She was literally starving to death. She hadn't eaten anything in like 10 days. She hadn't even been able to drink for 4. As I was anointing her, she began to try to speak to me. I couldn't understand what she was saying. Because she had no fluids, her tongue was so swollen that it was protruding from her mouth. I had to put my ear right down to her mouth, to her lips. And this is what she was saying, almost in a whisper. She said, "Father, Father, He loves me. God loves me." I had heard her confession 2 months before. It was her first confession in 60 years. And that woman, in the midst of her tremendous suffering, she knew the love of God for her because our Lord had forgiven her sins. He had taken away the burden of them that weighed upon her soul. And she continued and said, "Father, I love Him too." They're the last words she ever spoke. Let me give one more example. When I arrived at presentation 5 years ago, the school was not in a good place, right? There were concerns that it might be closing. There was no money in the bank account. We had to hold checks every week. And then my finance counsel said, "Father, we need to have a capital campaign in the midst of this." The pressure that I felt was unbearable. There were times I thought I was going to break. Every single time that I felt that stress, I would just quickly say, "Mother Mary, I surrender this all to you." And as soon as I did that, I could breathe easily. Right, the weight was not upon my shoulders. I'd given it to Our Lady. And I knew that she would ensure that I would receive all the grace necessary to fulfill the task that our Lord had given me. "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened," which is every single person on the face of the earth, at least at some time, "and I will give you rest. I will offer you refreshment in the midst of your labors and burdens. I cannot promise you that it will become easier, but in me you will have all the grace and strength necessary to fulfill that which I ask of you. If you have not yet taken our Lord's yoke upon you, if you've only partially chosen to follow the gospel, if you're only partially embracing the teachings of the church, there is a peace and a joy waiting for you that you cannot imagine. And the more deeply you enter in and are faithful to Christ, the greater that joy and peace.